Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Furnier.
All right, hey, we don't have much time. Ladies and gentlemen, they're about to start another game, so let's talk about it. Dial me up right now. The phone lines are open for you as the Royals grab a game. They had to have this one. You have to win with your ace on the hill, have to win with Cole Reagans on the hill, and the Royals do, not necessarily because of Cole Reagans. They win in a very unpredictable way, but it's a win nonetheless, now just two games back of Cleveland. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The number, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number, 913-586-7965. Cole Reagans doesn't make it through the fifth inning. Cole Reagans doesn't even record an out in the fifth inning. Thankfully, it's just a cramp. Oh boy, was I was on the verge of tears when I saw him wiggling his fingers, wiggling those left fingers. Thankfully, it was just to grab the attention of the training staff and say, hey, come get me out of this game. Just a cramp for Cole Reagans. That's good news, but the best news of the day is Bobby Witt Jr. has committed his 20s to this city, to this fan base, to this organization. Now, We certainly will talk MJ Melendez and that great catch and that big three-run home run. But today, once again, is about Bobby Witt Jr. saying, get on my back. Bobby Witt Jr. staying neck and neck with Aaron Judge. I understand what Big 99's doing in the Bronx. Bobby Witt Jr. is right there with him. Bobby leads off the eighth inning. I'm listening to the Cleveland broadcasters whine that they even gave him something to hit. Bobby, leading off a tie game in the eighth inning, unties the game and puts himself on pace for a 33-33 season. He hits home run number 27. He steals base number 27. And the Royals get their record back to 15 games above 500. All right, let's go to the phone calls. Austin in Kansas City, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, Austin.
Wow, okay. Second time I've called you in 10 years, Vern. Great win today. I just wanted to point out, I listened to the show earlier today, and you said the Royals can't spot runs, they can't play bad defense, and what did they do? Spotted two runs. Cole Reagans had a bad day, but I guess one of your big three came through, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. Bobby does his thing. Lucas Ursig did his thing as well as he goes through the heart of the Cleveland lineup to pick his fifth save up since joining the Royals. Austin, thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, no doubt about it. Cole Reagans and this Royals defense gave up, 8 free bases in the first two innings? 8 free bases. Of course, that's going to turn into 2 runs, right? 4 bases equals a run. Yeah. Royals find themselves down 2-0 because of walks and hitting batters and pass balls and errors. A sloppy start, but thankfully Cleveland returned the favor. A leadoff error as the Guardian shortstop drops a pop fly in shallow left field opens the door for Salvi and then MJ Melendez to put the boys in front with a 3-run home run. So I would say that each team gave the opposition a run, 2, maybe even 3. Credit to the Guardians, well-executed 7th inning after their leadoff double from Jose Ramirez. They do what the Royals couldn't do, and that is cash in a leadoff double. Guardians do that in the 7th inning to tie things up, but then again, Bobby Witt Jr. does what we need him to do from here on out. 31 games remain. Bobby's hitting .415 since the All-Star break, and I don't know about you, but I don't think you can take much regression from him. Bobby goes 1-for-3, and his batting average falls to a major league best .347. Let's go to Gordon up in St. Joe. Gordon, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the moves by JJ is really turning out really well for the Royals, and you know, there's a lot of knock on the Royals at first, but they've really come along a lot with the moves that's been made. That's all I have. Thank you.
Without question, an all-star in Reagan's, an all-star in Lugo, acquired by this front office, and one of the heroes of the day, Lucas Irsay, remains perfect this season, or darn near perfect. Through 11 games since joining the Royals, he's tossed 12 and a third innings. He's allowed a grand total of 6 base runners. Opponents are hitting .119 against Irsay this season. He has 15 strikeouts and is allowed only one walk. That one walk, Jose Ramirez. I think it's understandable, especially when you acknowledge what Ramirez did to tie the game up, how your superstar untied the game. Don't give their superstar the chance. Royals didn't, and the Royals win. 4-3, they take game one of this day-night doubleheader. We'll take a quick timeout and get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's postgame show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass, to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the
0-1. Swing and a high fly ball, deep left center field. Back goes Kwan. It is gone up into the bleachers. So right after Cleveland ties the game in the bottom of the seventh, Bobby Witt Jr. hits home run number 27. And the Royals lead 4-3 in the eighth.
That would be your final score, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Lucas Irsay slams the door shut on the heart of the Cleveland lineup, and the Royals grab game one of this day-night doubleheader, this four-game series, this stretch of 7 games against first-place Cleveland, 7 games in a 10-day span. Royals now 2 games off the pace of the Guardians in the division. Bobby Witt Jr., 413 feet over the left center field wall. He takes that 0-1 slider down and in and just tattoos it as he does. 106 miles per hour off the bat. Home run number 27, RBI number 94. That's top 5 in baseball. Bobby's on pace to be the 8th player in Royals history to drive in more than 115 in a season. The Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. Royals get back to 15 games above 500, and they get back to work coming up in just over 2 hours from now. You'll hear that game, game 2, Alec Marsh and Logan Allen, coming up 5:40 first pitch right here on 96.5 The Fan. Let's head out to Prairie Village and talk with Cole. Cole, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Is this Cole Reagans?
What's up, Vern? It is not Cole Reagans. First, I could tip my cap to Bobby Witt, another homer. Secondly, MJ Melendez, as much hate as he's gotten this year, he had that 13-pitch homer out in L.A. to beat the Dodgers, and then he shows up today with a 3-run bomb.
Yeah, he's not afraid of the moment. MJ.
No, I mean, he shows up when he needs to, and, I mean, his diving catch, that's going to be on SportsCenter tonight, so he'll keep it rolling.
Yeah, I hope so, Cole. I'm with you. Do people still watch SportsCenter like that? Is that still a big deal to be top 10? MJ Melendez hitting .315 in the month of August. And if you go back to the beginning of June, MJ Melendez has an OPS of .820. League average OPS is just a shade over 700. MJ's been pumping out a .820 OPS since the start of June. Now let's go to Chiefs Nation in North Kansas City. Chiefs Nation, you're on the postgame show as your Royals win 4-3. Change up the name a little bit, man.
Listen, Vern, you can never change the name up. But listen here. The thing about this is we have two MVPs in our city right now. What a time to be alive. I know people have been saying this. People's already called in and said it, all that good stuff. But it's unbelievable what these guys are doing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy where we're at last year compared to now. I'll watch every pitch every night if I can. And it's unbelievable, man. I'll call back in sooner or later.
I hope so. I'll tell you this. If the Royals win their division and the Yankees don't win theirs, I don't know how you give the trophy to Aaron Judge. Now, let him hit 65 home runs. Fine. Sure, Bobby only has 27, but we're a little bit more evolved as a baseball fan base nowadays. It's not solely about home runs and RBI. Right? We could dive in a little bit deeper. Just look at OPS. I mean, Bobby's right there on his heels. Top two in Major League Baseball, or at least top two in the American League. Shohei, Bobby, and Judge, the only three players in the sport with an OPS north of 1,000. Bobby today, another extra base hit, another run scored. He has the third most extra base hits in the game. He scored the most runs in the big leagues. And he's on pace to shatter the single season franchise record for both extra base hits and runs scored. The run scored record has stood for about a quarter century. The extra base hits record has stood for about a half a century. Bobby Witt Jr. turned 24 about 2 months ago. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Cohen, who's out in Lawrence. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Cohen, what's happening?
So right now I'm out in Poland. I listen to your show every day, and I watch all the Royals games. But I'd also like to say the Cleveland bullpen is the best bullpen in baseball. And I would say the Royals bullpen outdueled their bullpen tonight. I want to know your thoughts on that, all this and off air. Thank you.
I appreciate the phone call, Cohen. I'll go along with that. But let's also acknowledge there's another game coming up in just over 2 hours from now, and maybe Lucas Hersig will pitch again. Maybe you run James MacArthur back out there in a big spot in this game too. Right, we've seen already this year, we've seen MacArthur pitch both ends of a doubleheader. Maybe Lucas Hersig can do it as well. Other than them, you have what? Sam Long, Daniel Lynch, Carlos Hernandez, Chris Stratton. Alec Marsh, man, we need you in a big way. Yes, the bullpen did a solid job today. Now, Chris Bubich threw the same pitch to Josh Naylor that he threw to Kyle Schwarber yesterday. Both of those center cut sliders came back to bite him. But credit to James MacArthur, his eighth straight scoreless appearance. Shout out John Schreiber, five up, five down in his second appearance since coming off the IL. And now the story of the bullpen is Lucas Hersig. He went through the heart of the order unscathed. Who else did that? Well, MacArthur, thankfully, because of MJ Melendez's diving catch, was able to go through the heart of the Cleveland order unscathed, but nobody else, not Bubich. No, Reagan's got touched up. Thanks for the phone call. Let's stay in Lawrence and talk with Steve. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Vern. Hey, between you and me and this phone line, my productivity today is garbage.
Mine normally is, to be quite honest with you.
I was hanging on every pitch in that game. I mean, what a gutty win. Real happy for this. I mean, like we talked about, we need the big four to do what they do. Bobby do what he does, but then just need somebody in the other five to step forward and take their games and help out in some way. And it was Melendez today. That catch was phenomenal. His home run was phenomenal. That's what we need. And then, Reagan's he struggled, but I'll give the kid credit. I mean, my kids have been pitchers. I know what it's like when you just don't have it and how painful it is to watch, but he gutted his way through that, and when it looked like that thing was teetering and going to go off the rails, he crowded back in and got himself through what he ended up pitching, five and a quarter.
Four.
And then MacArthur, I mean, the much maligned bullpen comes in and does their job with Hersig just shutting the door. So this was a team win, no doubt about it. Exciting to watch. One down, seven to go. Let's go.
Six more with Cleveland, 31 more to play this season. Royals win today 4-3, the final score. Yeah, I'll give you this. Cole Reagan certainly rose above, an error, his own error. I know they charged it to Vinny Pasquantino, but he rose above his own first inning error. A few shaky calls from the home plate umpire. Honestly, even watching him in that second inning, it seemed as if his breathing wasn't where he wanted it. I know Cole spends a lot of time in the offseason working on the mental side of the game, working on breathing techniques. It seemed like it was all speeding up on him in that second inning. But, yeah, he locked in and was able to wiggle out of that jam, two on with one out in the second inning. No more damage, only the two runs come in to score. So, nice that Reagans isn't ultimately saddled with the loss. MJ, Bobby, Lucas, Ursek, James MacArthur all making sure that he wasn't saddled with the L. Reagans did pick up four punchouts. He's still top five of the sport when it comes to strikeouts. Royals win 4-3, quick final timeout. We're back with more of your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
And the 1-1. Swing and a high drive deep into the left field corner. Melendez is on the run. He dives and he caught it. MJ Melendez made a running, diving catch just inside the line in the deepest part of the left field corner. So he has driven in three and he just saved two.
3-2, Royals led at that point. MJ's three-run home run in the top of the fourth inning put the boys in front, but that right there with Ryan LaFever on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, that takes place bottom five, two on, two outs, Big Christmas, deep to the corner in left field, and MJ Melendez makes an outstanding catch to hang on to that one-run lead. Eventually, Cleveland would tie it up in the seventh, but Bobby Witt Jr. goes deep to lead off the eighth and gives the Royals a 4-3 lead. They would win the game by that final score. Royals 4, Cleveland 3. The two teams meet up again coming up starting in 2 hours from right now. 5:40 for the first pitch. Royals need to win just two more times this season against Cleveland to clinch the season series, just in case these two teams end up knotted up at the top of the American League Central. Royals 2 wins away from grabbing that season series. Now, they play another 6 times over the course of the next 10 days, including, yes, Alec Marsh and Logan Allen going at it coming up at 5:40. Well, speaking of Bobby Witt Jr., that's what they were talking about inside that Cleveland clubhouse, including their catcher, Austin Hedges, who went 2-for-3 today. But you know what a catcher's job is. It is to guide your pitching staff through those 27 outs, find those 27 outs, and avoid letting Bobby Witt Jr. beat you.
There's not really a place to go. He's as good as he gets in this game. He impacts the game as good as anybody in this game. And so you got to be real smart with him. You got to make pitches. You got to execute pitches. And if you make a mistake, he always takes his A swing. There's a reason he's hitting 350 with slug. And you can't just pitch around him because he can steal second and third. He's the catalyst of their lineup. When he goes, they go. I thought we pitched him really well today. I think one pitch got away from us, but I think we can live with that and take care of business in the second game.
Yeah, we'll see how they pitch. Bobby Witt Jr. coming up in game two as he squares off with a lefty and Logan Allen. Bobby's now picked up the taste of blood on the day. Logan Allen, bud, I do not envy you when you step in or when Bobby steps in against you. Hey, I did want to mention the other MVP, the other future Hall of Fame talent on this team. And Salvador Perez reached base 4 times today, goes 3-for-3. And, previous caller brings up, hey, MJ Melendez was that guy to come alongside Bobby and help out. Man, Salvi tried to. No one allowed him. Right, Salvi hits that leadoff double in the sixth and is stranded on second base as MJ, Freddie, and Michael can't do anything. And then Salvi with a one-out double, just a few pitches after Bobby went bridge there in the eighth, but MJ and Freddie can't move him. Salvi crushed that too. That was 407 to the wall, that second double coming in the eighth inning. Salvi's hitting 293 in August. 13 of his 24 hits have gone for extra bases. I would expect Salvi's going to be in there as your designated hitter. Freddie Fermin behind the dish. Bobby Witt Jr., he's always hitting second. He's always at shortstop. He's on pace to be the ninth player in team history to play all 162. All right, stay tuned. Much more Royals, Chiefs, Juju Smith-Schuster, C-Dot, Rob Brenton, The Drive. It's coming your way next on 96.5 The Fan. I'll talk to you coming up in about 50 minutes from now for the On Deck Show. Game 2 in Cleveland coming up with The Drive, first and foremost, on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.